A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breasts at which you nursed." He replied, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Gospel says that it was a woman from the crowd, an anonymous voice, her 15 seconds of fame as she calls out above the din of the crowd, and she gives a beautiful tribute to Mary, the mother of Jesus, and cries out the prayer, "Blessed is the womb that bore you, and the breasts at which you nursed." Of course it was a woman, very likely a mom. You can hardly imagine a man crying out, "Blessed is the womb, blessed are your mother's breasts." We men likely just wouldn't think of that, much less pray it in a blessing. The woman intended it as a lovely compliment to Mary and to Jesus from his very conception in early infancy. But then Jesus seems to not accept the compliment. "Rather," he says, "rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." Jesus seems to be placing those folks, his disciples, the observers of the word of God, above his mother. "Rather are they to be blessed," he says, "rather." This is highly irregular for the culture which Jesus lived, that a Jewish boy would even hint at saying something disrespectful about his mother would be considered very strange. It was a culture in which women, the family, held the highest place, the highest value by far. And the relationship between members of the family was held to be sacrosanct. But following some contemporary commentators, I'd like to share a bit on the fact that I think it was something very significant that Jesus was preaching. First about women, second about the family and the Christian community. About women. In that culture, and to a certain extent in our own, a woman's role, her vocation, is to marry and have children. Her womb and her breasts are the physical symbols of her sublime motherhood. And Jesus is saying, yes, 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 that's a noble and beautiful vocation. But rather, he says, in addition to, even more important than a woman being bearing and nourishing a child, is that she hear the word of God and keep it. Of the utmost importance and blessedness is that she become a disciple and a preacher of the word of God. A second reality that's involved here is that it's part of Jesus' expansion of love. What had previously been limited to the closeness of relationship within a family has been extended to others outside the family. The virtues of compassion, of forgiveness, of sharing what you have, of turning the other cheek. These are to be offered to the alien and the stranger and the unknown with the same intention and warmth and openness as you would to your own mother or father or sister or brother. And it's got to do with Jesus excluding no one from his love. It's got to do with his teaching of universal salvation that Luke's gospel expounds so well. And with Luke's emphasis, yes, the infancy narratives and the special place given to Mary. Yes, the respect and inclusion of women in Luke's plan for Jesus' salvation. Yes, that special recognition of all of us who hear the word of God and keep it.